must be dreaming. I don't care how much you fix your hair. Your personality still sucks. Because your looks can't save you, but they can't. You are listening to WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
You are listening to Man Next Door here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your temp host for today, Brandon Appleton. Mars is not in today. They had to deal some stuff. So I'm here. Hi. I'm usually the host of the Piggy Bank here on WMEC 90.5 FM. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon. I focus a lot on the history of rock and metal music, play some tunes, talk about some stories behind some of those tunes, and just have a good time. And hopefully going to be able to use this show to kind of show that off a little bit today, too. Get an idea of what that show would be like if you were ever tune in. We're going to get out of the gate here very well with some tunes here. We're going to open up with some Led Zeppelin with the Wonton song off of their album Physical Graffiti. And then New York Dolls, self-titled album. We're going to get into Frankenstein off of that record. I hope you guys are having a great Friday. Hey, it's Friday, end of the week. Start celebrating, boys. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
That is Frankenstein by the New York Dolls off of their self-titled album. This is off their self-titled album, New York Dolls. This is their first release, came out in 1973. Actually, it was how many years ago now? 53rd anniversary is coming up this year, as it was recorded in April of 1973 and released July 27th of the same year. Very hard rock, proto-punk, glam rock, punk rock. Very much was just kind of talking about, like, a lot of, like, what teen alienation in that era of, like, you know, the early to mid-70s, and just kind of that. Like, what's going on within their fan base at the time. You know, because the New York Dolls, of course, New York. This is like, you know, early to mid-1970s New York. Things are starting to go a little bit on the downturn. But, you know, it's a great album. Go listen to it. Coming up next, we got David Bowie with Always Crashing in the Same Car off of his album Low. And then the Rolling Stones with Miss Amanda Jones off of their album Between the Buttons.
Oh, tell somebody gonna come up and ask her to live happily ever after, Miss Amanda Jones. Don't you realize the money invested in you? Hey girl, you just got to find someone who really put your family through. Hey. I'll plan it off to go. I'm a man with Jones.
And that is the Rolling Stones with Miss Amanda Jones off of their album Between the Buttons, a song believed to have been inspired by Amanda Lear, a French singer and model who was friends with Brian Jones at the time of the writing. The song ended up being the inspiration behind the character Amanda Jones that Leah Thompson plays in Some Kind of Wonderful, which, again, was believed to, that character believed to have been named after this song, with the film even featuring a cover of the song recorded that year by the March Violets, which Ira Robbins described as, quote, amazingly catchy. So, yeah, make of that what you will. Coming up next, we have Led Zeppelin with Heartbreaker off of Led Zeppelin 2, and then we're going to get into some Cream with Dance the Night Away off of Disraeli Gears. That is Cream with Dance the Night Away off their album, Disraeli Gears. The album came out November 1967, their second album. It was not one of the single releases. There were four single releases for this album, and it's not a long track listing. There's like 11 songs, and half of it pretty much came out. A third of it came out before the album came out. Yeah, this was a Bruce and Clapton song, though, off of the album. I think I talked about this during my normal show earlier this week. I did the song off the same album as well. Very quickly recorded. About 4 or 5 days to record the whole album. Apparently, they were very trying to get it done as quick as they can. This was not one of the songs they had to convince them to put on, but apparently, for example, Sunshine of Your Love and Tales of Brave Ulysses, they were like the hardest songs to sell to the executives to put on the album. But then you had artists like Booker T. Jones and Otis Redding coming in and expressing their love for those two songs, and they're just like, all right, fine, all right, we'll put the song on, all right. We'll trust the music legends, and they were right for doing that. It's a very good song, set of songs there. Coming up next, we're going to get into some Rolling Stones again with Jigsaw Puzzle off of their album Beggar's Banquet, and then Bob Dylan with Mozambique off of this album, Desire. I can't say Mozambique without thinking of Apex Legends and the way Lifeline says it. I try to say it normally. I try. Anyway, enjoy the music.
There's a tramp sitting on my doorstep, trying to waste his time with his methylated sandwich. He's a walking clothesline. And here comes the bishop's daughter on the other side. And she looks a trifle jealous. She's been an outcast all. Before it rains anymore. Oh, the gangster looks so frightening with his Luger in his hand. But when he gets home to his children, he's a family man. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty, he really looks quite religious. He's been an outlaw all his life. Me, I'm waiting so patiently, lying on the floor. I'm just trying to do this jigsaw puzzle.
Just try to do I like to spend some time in Mozambique. The sunny sky is aqua blue, and all the couples dancing cheek to cheek. It's very nice to stay a week or two and maybe fall in love, just me and you.
And that is Bob Dylan with Mozambique off his album Desire. The song written in collaboration with Shakiz Levy, American songwriter, theater director, clinical psychologist, apparently, did pretty well. It did reach number 54 on the Billboard Hot 100 song. Originally, at the time of the release, Mozambique had just emerged from a 10-year insurgency war against Portugal, which had led to its independence, and it only had gained independence a month before the song was recorded. So as a result, some supporters of wanted to see the song lending support to a newly independent country, but no, that's not what happened. Instead, Dylan wrote a song that treated the country merely as a place for a romantic getaway in the sun, apart from like a fleeting reference to people living free. Which, you know, if you understand the satire behind that, great. yeah, no, I enjoyed that though. I mean, go listen to it sometime on your own time too. I mean, I know you just heard it here, but I don't know. I might keep that in my favorites. There's some good humor there. Coming up next, we're getting into The Who with Amazing Journey off of their album Tommy, and then New with Sealand off of their album New 75.
Dumb and blind boy, he's in a quiet vibration land. Strange as it seems, his musical dreams ain't quite so bad. We'll be right back.
years old, with thoughts as bold as thoughts can be. Loving life and becoming wise in simplicity. Sickness will surely take the mind, where minds can't usually go. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know. The vagaries of delirium creeps upon me. All at once a tall stranger I suddenly see. He's dressed in a silver-sparked glittering gown, and his golden beard flows nearly down to the ground. Nothing to say, nothing to hear, nothing to see. Each sensation makes a note in thy symphony. Sickness will surely take the mind, where minds can't usually go. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know. His eyes are the eyes that transmit all they know. Sparkle warm crystalline glances to show. He is your leader, he is your guide. On the amazing journey to carry your ride.
Thank you.
And that is New with Sealand off of their album New 75. It's the second album, or the third album actually, of the krautrock band New. You know, the band starting getting their starts in you know, late 60s, early 70s, West Germany. It's really good. I enjoy listening to their music when I get the chance, so go listen to it. We're approaching top of the hour. Some quick housekeeping before we get into the last song of the day. We're about to hand it off to No Dab at the top of the hour, but come back around at 7 o'clock. We got Canon Santham with Cruising Through Time, and then at 8 o'clock, Mind Palace, hosted by Janice Imuse. There's a couple other shows left today. Of course, we also have Opening Act, hosted by Sully D, tonight from 10 to 11. And then we'll be off the air. We'll be back at noon tomorrow with Pastel Soundwaves, hosted by Nick Richmond. So, kind of getting into the end of our broadcast week here at WMUC. We got about three shows left, but, you know, come around, stick around, listen to some tunes. It's a good time. Final song of the evening, Brian Eno's Third Uncle off his album Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. I've been your host for this episode, Brandon Appleton. Again, Mars was not in today. I'm your temp guy. I'm usually the host of The Piggy Bank, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park. I appreciate tuning in. Maybe come by. Some of the music you'll hear if you come by and listen to my show on Tuesdays, The Piggy Bank. It's a good time. Hopefully you can tune in sometime and enjoy some tunes as for your late morning slash lunch break kind of thing if you have that going on. Anyway, I'm gonna let this last song roll on as we get close to the top of the hour here. I appreciate everybody tuning in. It was great hosting the show for this week. Mars will hopefully be back next week. Canon again, Cruising Through Time. It's coming up at 7 o'clock. And then at 8, Mind Palace, Janice Imuse. Stick around. We got some great shows still coming up at the end of the hour. So stick around. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Here's Brian Eno, Third Uncle.